Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon SCO countries to take decisive action against terrorism in all its manifestations, urges member nations to hold accountable countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism. Prime Minister Modi stresses on ending Ukraine conflict during meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. India rushes humanitarian aid to earthquake-hit Afghanistan as that toll crosses 800. Home Minister Amit Shah visits flood-affected areas in Jammu, assures adequate measures for relief and rehabilitation. UPI sets new record crossing 20 billion transactions in month of August. And in men's Asia Cup hockey tournament, final pool A match between India and Kazakhstan underway at Rajgir in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO member countries, to take decisive action against terrorism in all its manifestations. Addressing the SCO summit at Tianjin in China, Mr. Modi emphasized that there should be no double standards in dealing with terrorism and urged the group to hold countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism accountable.
कितनी ही माताओं ने अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
The Prime Minister highlighted India's approach to strengthening cooperation under the SCO framework. In this regard, Mr. Modi noted that India seeks greater action under three pillars: security, connectivity and opportunity. Highlighting the role of connectivity in fostering development and building trust, Prime Minister stated that India strongly supported projects such as Chabahar Port and International North-South Transport Corridor. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. Meanwhile, in a major diplomatic win for India in the Tianjin Declaration, which was adopted after the conclusion of the SCO summit, the member states unequivocally condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack on 22nd April this year and called for justice against those responsible. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's China visit has filed this report.
With the renewed sense of purpose and strengthened resolve, the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin concluded on a high note. In a firm stand, the member states condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd. The document extended condolences to the victims, rejecting all forms of double standards in the fight against terrorism. The declaration underscored the need for enhanced global cooperation to prevent the cross-border movement of the terrorists. The document also recognized India's global vision of one earth, one family, one future, reaffirming India's leadership in driving inclusive and sustainable development across the region and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's active participation and strategic engagements on the sidelines further cemented India's position as a stabilizing force in the region and a key partner in global peace and development. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation in various sectors on the sidelines of the SCO summit and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties. Both leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. The Prime Minister conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year. In his opening remarks, Mr. Modi said New Delhi and Moscow have been continuously discussing the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and welcomed all the recent efforts for peace. He stressed on ending the Ukraine conflict at the earliest.
कठिन से कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी भारत और रूस हमेशा कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चले हैं। हमारा करीबी सहयोग न केवल दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए बल्कि वैश्विक शांति, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है। यूक्रेन में चल रहे संघर्ष के विषय में हम लगातार चर्चा करते रहे हैं। हाल में किए गए शांति के सभी प्रयासों का हम स्वागत करते हैं। हम आशा करते हैं कि सभी पक्ष कंस्ट्रक्टिवली आगे बढ़ेंगे, संघर्ष को जल्द से जल्द खत्म करने और स्थायी शांति स्थापित करने का रास्ता खोजना होगा। ये पूरी मानवता की पुकार है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since returned to New Delhi after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to Japan and China. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin praised India's efforts in resolving the Ukraine conflict during the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit. He expressed high regard for the contributions of India and other strategic partners in facilitating peace. India has rushed humanitarian aid to Afghanistan following a devastating earthquake in the Kunar province, which claimed the lives of at least 812 people and injured over 2,800 others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Malawi Amir Khan Mutaki and expressed condolences at the loss of lives in Afghanistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul today. Informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. The minister assured that further relief material will be sent from India starting tomorrow. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the earthquake in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India stands ready to provide all possible humanitarian aid and relief to those affected by the earthquake in Afghanistan. According to the Afghanistan government spokesman, the eastern province of Kunar is the worst affected, followed by Nangarhar, Lagman, Nuristan and Panjshir. He said rescue operations are underway. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download news on AIR app. The Election Commission today said claims, objections and corrections to Bihar's draft electoral roll can be filed after today, but will only be considered after the electoral roll is finalised. This submission was made by the Commission before the Supreme Court during a hearing on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of Bihar's electoral rolls. The Court took note of the Election Commission's submission, which clarified that claims and objections may be filed up to the last date for filing nomination forms in each assembly constituency. In another case, the Apex Court today rejected a public interest litigation challenging the nationwide rollout of 20% ethanol blended petrol. The BJP today hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for making baseless allegations against the Election Commission. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned Mr. Gandhi for being silent on filing of affidavits about vote theft. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today concluded his Votar Adhikar Yatra in Patna with a massive roadshow marking the conclusion of his campaign against the special intensive revision in Bihar. The Votar Adhikar Yatra, which began on the 17th of last month from Sasaram in Rohtas district, saw participation from several leaders of the INDIA bloc. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the flood-affected areas in Jammu. Mr. Shah inspected the damage caused by the flood at the Tawi Bridge. He also visited Chak Mangu, a village worst hit by the recent floods. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, relief and rescue operations are being carried out in full swing by disaster response forces, along with providing assistance in medical care to the affected people. He said the Narendra Modi government stands firmly with the affected people and is committed to taking adequate measures for the rehabilitation of the affected people. More than 130 people have been killed in cloudbursts, landslides and flash floods triggered by heavy rainfall in Jammu since the 14th of last month. Meanwhile, the Northern Railways has started a shuttle service between Jammu and Katra, the base camp for the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, to facilitate the movement of locals and stranded passengers besides labourers engaged in restoration work. In Punjab, ongoing floods have claimed lives of 29 people since 1st of August, while 3 people remain missing. The deaths have been reported across 12 flooded districts, with Pathankot recording the highest toll of 6 along with cases of missing persons. Authorities continue relief and rescue efforts as the situation remains grim. Meanwhile, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured the farmers of Punjab affected by floods that centre stands firmly with them in this hour of natural calamity. Mr. Chauhan said this while chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the nationwide status of the agriculture sector. During the meeting, the minister reviewed the rainfall situation across various states and held detailed discussions with officials regarding the floods in parts of Punjab and the impact on crops. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall over Gujarat region, Madhya Maharashtra, Goa, Saurashtra and Kutch during the next 5 days. President Draupadi Murmu today called for developing advanced hearing technologies in the country to address communication disorders. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the All India Institute of Speech and Hearing, AIISH, at Mysuru in Karnataka, the president highlighted the need for India to become self-sufficient in cochlear implant treatment.
आयुष आरोग्य वाणी भी एक अनूठी पहल है जिसे कम्युनिकेशन डिसऑर्डर्स और उनके शीघ्र पहचान के बारे में जागरूकता बढ़ाने के लिए डिजाइन किया गया है देश का अग्रणी संस्थान होने के नाते आयुष कम्युनिकेशन डिसऑर्डर से जुड़े राष्ट्रीय नीति निर्माण में भी सलाह दे सकता है आज टेक्नोलॉजी हर क्षेत्र में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभा रही है स्पीच एंड हियरिंग से जुड़ी दिव्यांगताओं को दूर करने में भी लेटेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजीज का प्रयास
Unified Payments Interface UPI has achieved a new milestone with first time ever crossing 20 billion transactions in the month of August this year. According to the National Payments Corporation of India, the total number of transactions stood at 20.01 billion, marking a 34% year-on-year increase from 14.9 billion in August last year. UPI has also registered transactions of 24.85 lakh crore rupees in August this year, which represents a 24% increase year over year. Meanwhile, India's goods and services tax GST collections has surged by 6.5% to over 1,86,000 crore rupees in August this year in comparison to same month last year. According to the Finance Ministry, the GST collection also up by 10.7% to 1,66,000 crore rupees. Benchmark domestic equity indices rose today, snapping the 3-day losing streak, buoyed by better-than-expected GDP data and value buying. We have a report.
The Sensex climbed 555 points to close at 80,364. Similarly, Nifty jumped 198 points to settle at 24,625. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange displayed strong performance. The mid-cap index advanced over 1.6% and the small-cap index added around 1.5%. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated marginally to close at 88 rupees and 20 paise against the US dollar. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
In hockey, India were leading 11-0 against Kazakhstan in the ongoing final Pool A match of the Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar when reports last came in. Abhishek and Sukhjeet both scored hat-tricks. Jugraj scored 2 goals while Amit, Harmanpreet and Rajinder hit 1 goal each. The Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian side has already booked their spot in the Super Fours with victories over China and Japan. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon SCO countries to take decisive action against terrorism in all its manifestations, urges member nations to hold accountable countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism. Prime Minister Modi stresses on ending Ukraine conflict during meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on sidelines of SCO summit at Tianjin in China. India rushes humanitarian aid to earthquake-hit Afghanistan as death toll crosses 800. Home Minister Amit Shah visits flood-affected areas in Jammu, assures adequate measures for relief and rehabilitation. UPI sets new record crossing 20 billion transactions in month of August. And in Men's Asia Cup hockey tournament, final Pool A match between India and Kazakhstan underway at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.